what Dolph invests in is a lot of commercial. I invest in commercial also. But for most people, they start in residential.
Correct.
Which is, that's true.
Correct.
And you want to start small, get your experience. There's another thing that Dolph has brought to light, which I think is a very important point. How many pieces of property do you generally look at before you buy one?
Well, I have a rule which I call the 110-3-1 rule. And that is you have to go and look at 100 properties in order to put offers in on 10. And you might put offers in on 10. That doesn't mean to say they're all accepted. In fact, if 10 of your offers that you submitted are accepted, then you're offering too much. You should offer less. So of the 10 offers you put in, you may only have 3 accepted. And then you still haven't got 3 properties because you then have to go out and get finance. And my rule is that in general, for 3 funding packages I try and put together, I only have 1 that is accepted. In other words, for that 1 property on which the offer and the funding package is all put in place, I've had to look at 100 properties. And if that 1 falls over as well, then I have to go out and look at another 100. And for many people, of course, this sounds daunting. They are committed to doing it. The first weekend, they look at 13 properties, and the weekend after that, they might look at 17. But the weekend after that, it's raining, and the weekend following, Cousin Mary's getting married, and then the football game's on, and they say, ah, it doesn't work. So you've got to be committed. You've got to be determined to look at that many. And I will guarantee anyone who looks at 100 properties that they will find a bargain in amongst that 100 that is so stupendously good in terms of value that they're going to wonder, why are they letting it go so incredibly cheaply?
Another point here is not just look at them. You have to do some analysis on it. And the reason I talk about analysis here, when people ask me how I learned so much about real estate, I learned about it by doing the analysis on all these good and bad properties. And when all of a sudden, the more you do it, let's say you do 100, you still don't find one, you're 100 times smarter than if you had not started at all. The other thing I say, do you have to have any money to look at property?
Well, you need none at all.
None at all. It's the same as going shopping. I can go shopping at Kmart or, you know, Dillard's, and I can walk around there. They don't ask me for any money. I can shop and look for no money. So what Dolph is saying here is that many people say, well, I'm not going to look at real estate until I have some money. How silly. Because even if you don't have money, you should be looking anyway because that's how you learn. You don't learn about real estate listening to this tape. You learn about real estate by going out, finding a piece of property, doing the analysis, talking to good real estate brokers, bad real estate brokers, finding out about escrow, finding about management. By just being out there, just doing it, even if you have no money, you're learning how to be a real estate investor. The moment you've looked at 100, look at another 100. It never stops.